Is it? We are? We're on the air? Well, good evening and welcome to the Morro Bay Recreation and Parks Commission meeting of July 18th, 2013. We'll start with a roll call. Chairperson John Bates is absent. I am Vice Chairperson Drew Sedaris, so I will be chairing the meeting tonight. Karen Crawley?
Here.
Bob Swain? Not here. Tom Coxwell?
Here.
And Al Romero?
Here.
Okay. We'll observe a moment of silence. Okay, thank you. And do we have any announcements to make right off the bat here?
I do. First of all, the Morro Bay High School Music Boosters Bands on the Run was a huge success. We had 175 participants and raised $6,800 for the music program at the high school. And we're on tap to do it again next year for May 17th. Also, the 22nd annual 5K Fun Run in Cambria is August 31st. The proceeds go to the American Field Service, or AFS, program for foreign exchange students. Race starts at 7:45, and it's on-site registration. If anybody wants further information, they can contact Coast Union High School, 927-3889.
All right. Anyone else? Does staff have any announcements this evening?
Thank you, Chair Sedaris. I do have one announcement. Staff has been reviewing some of our procedures. We do a Friday update that goes to the city manager and then forwarded to city council. It is an update on all of our department operations, mainly the larger special projects and services that we provide throughout the work week. That's why it's called a Friday update. And then those Friday updates are compiled at the city manager's office by all the other departments as well, police, fire, harbor, public services. And then it's distributed to city council. And we'd like to start forwarding our Friday update to you. So you're having an understanding of what we're doing on a weekly basis and seeing where our resources are being allocated.
Great.
As represented as our department.
That should be quite useful. Thank you.
Chair, one more thing. I got a couple of comments from my neighborhood wanting to pass on to staff that that they appreciated Cloister's play area being ready for the start of summer. So thanks for getting that opened up and going.
Okay. I think at this point we can open the floor for public comment. Is there any public comment? I see one.
Good evening, Commissioners. My name is Linda Merrill, and I'm here to support the MOU for the bike park. You probably all are aware that we had a bike park at one time near Lila Kaiser in an open field that was there, and I have to tell you, so many children benefited from that. I think maybe the bicycle park people are... some children that are overlooked in our community, and I think that it's just wonderful that you are finding an opportunity to offer them this recreation. Years ago, yes, I would just said that. I look forward to seeing this park built. I was in. I was on the Rec and Parks Commission at that time, 100 years ago. And when the community came together to help with this park, there was, I believe, Garcia Construction, and there were different people in our community, the people from the boot shop, and there were just many people who came, participated. My husband made up little Friends of the Bike Park badges to support the children. So I really do support this, and I hope that you will pass this MOU this evening. Thank you all for everything you do. Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming in. Okay. I don't think there's any unfinished business. So I guess we'll close public comment. And we got some new business. Well, consent calendar and pull A4 for review. Okay. So it's the previous items. I need a motion to accept items so 1 through 4.
1 through 4, if no one's going to pull any.
I'll make a motion to
pull. Yeah, I think I'd like to find a motion. Does anyone want to pull? Give me a motion to pull A4 for review then.
I'll make a motion to pull A4 for review.
And you're looking for a motion. If you're pulling A4, a motion to approve the other 1, 2, 3 would
yeah.
be what you're looking for.
Okay, I need a motion to approve 1, 2, and 3 first. Sorry about that. It's my first meeting that I'm leading.
I'll second that. Motion to approve 1. Am I going out of behind?
Well, we've.
If we can get a clear motion on the floor, we will approve A1, 2, and 3 in a second. That would help us get along.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to accept A1 through 3 for file and pull A4 for review.
And I will second that.
All right, now I think we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, we need to vote on the second. We need to vote on what's been motioned and seconded. You
okay.
need to vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All against? None? Thank you.
I would assume that the chair would want me to explain some things on A4. I certainly would do that. Good evening, Commission. But the first item on the status report is the Teen Center Solar Project. You heard a presentation from Estero Bay. It's, Sustainable Solutions at your previous meeting, your last meeting, and since that meeting, staff has met with Brian Frank. This project is going to cost us about $5,400, and the value of this type of an array at this size, to include the inverters and the tie-in to the service panel, it's about $35,000. So we're getting a significant project for an extremely low price with a simple payback of about 3 years. So we're very excited to have Brian French bring his business to the city and to be actively searching sponsorships to get those sponsors on board with either a 100% donation or a significant reduction of price, some at 50%, and like I said, some at 100%. In turn, the city will be creating and hanging up an interpretive panel inside the Teen Center with a real-time meter that shows how much power that we're generating for the solar array. And it's more of an educational outreach for the teens as well as a cost savings for the city and basically reducing our energy usage significantly through solar power. And that contract has been signed, and materials have already been gathered. Mr. French is out of town for the rest of the week, but the project should be starting as soon as we get the okay with our building permit. And once we get the okay there to start, it'll be hopefully sometime next week. And we're targeting the completion of this project by Labor Day. or there or real soon thereafter. Any questions on the solar project at Teen Center before I move on to any other items on A4?
If I remember right, there was the center section of panels and then two outboard. Is he doing all of them or just the center section?
No, that'll be all of them. We had a smaller array with just the front side, but the city, we decided that we have enough funds to put in through the current allocations in the budget, and since we're going to have significant savings, we should have those utility costs redirected to the solar payback.
Great.
And you might notice that on your way up here, the Market Street sidewalks have been completed. All the sidewalk repairs have been finished, and the street trees have been planted successfully, by the way, and through a partnership with the local businesses along Market Street to water and nurture those trees for at least a year, 2 years. So we've got a good partnership with the community, businesses right along Market Street, and it's a significant improvement from the pedestrian sidewalk that was there just about a year ago. So if you haven't looked at it, please swing by and have a look. We're going to be looking at some of the park enhancements tonight on our tour, as well as the playgrounds. Make note of the banners. We do have some new banners up identifying where the visitor center is. There are some placards that are on our event signage on the way into town, both on 41 as well as on Yerba Buena, right off of Yerba Buena Street on Highway 1. And these other banners are on Main Street and also the Boulevard, and they're giving some direction to the visitor center. You know that we had our big Brian Waterbury Memorial Rock the Pier run and Rocking Around the Pier. Very successful this year for us as well. So it is a good year for runs. We had about 1,200 people run the race, day of the race. About 1,394 signed up for the run. And we maxed out again this year for our Rocking Around the Pier half marathon. Last year we limited it to 200. And we let a special person slide in, so we had 201. And this year we opened it up to 250 runners for the half marathon, and we filled up at 250. So two successful runs, and we're very excited. We listed all of our sponsors there. I won't go through it this evening, but we had banners up the day of the event, and a lot of volunteers. And so we're excited that that was successful, and we'll be bringing you a report, hopefully at your next meeting, if not the one that thereafter. And the last thing I would like to mention that's noteworthy, though everything's important, is the Teen Action Club. They've been very active in their work with Adopt a Park at the Lila Kaiser. They were very active at our run, volunteering. I think they had about at least 8, if not 12, teens out volunteering for the run. And they are continuing their parking lot restriping program, which is saving us some real dollars in getting our parking lots and public facility parking lots restriped. And they did City Hall not too long ago, and they'll be going out to the Cloisters parking lot by the park in the near future, as well as
review of the MOU regarding park design and permit processing for BMX track, I believe.
That will be reported by me. Good evening again, Commission. D1 is brought back to you. The concept is being brought back to you. The MOU is the first time. That's why it's under new business.
Ah.
We do have Bonnie Johnson in the audience that if after my report, there's no questions for me. If there is, great. We'll get through that, and maybe we could, if you have questions directed to her, I think she's available to come up and answer those questions at that time as well. So this particular project you saw as far as supporting the bike park, you showed support. You had recommendations to City Council. That was earlier this year, and City Council reviewed the bike park proposal and adopted Resolution 2013, which basically supported the development of a public bike park on city property. And so with that resolution in hand, the Morro Bay Bike Club, I should say organization, went back to do some groundwork. And really, the intent was to get involved with the city, get on city property, if we could, and develop a bike park. We needed to do the same thing that we had done with the dog park, which is establish an MOU to get through the permitting and the design phases. The MOU that you're looking at this evening is just that. And through tonight's review, we'd be looking for any recommendations, amendments, or changes to this MOU, and your recommendations as it goes forward to City Council. Whether that be an approval, a denial, or approval with any changes. So I've given you three alternatives for this particular item. The MOU itself, like I said, is for design and permitting. It outlines the need for a bike park at the beginning of this MOU. It outlines our roles as the city and also as the Morro Bay Bike Park Community Group. They are aligned with the Central Coast Concerned Mountain Bikers. And it was very similar, if I can go back to the dog park, when they used Slow Post to get themselves started as well. So the CCCMB is a nonprofit group in which the Morro Bay Bike Park Group is working through. And so our MOU is with the Morro Bay Bike Park, and knowing that they have the support and backing of the CCCMB. So if that's clear, if not, we can answer some questions as I conclude. But if it is clear, I'll move on. The MOU...
So the mountain bike group is a government-recognized charitable organization that can raise money?
Correct. That's where the funds are being channeled through. So as the Morro Bay Bike Park Group collects fees, they'll be dropped into the CCCMB and then filtered back to the bike park itself. So exclusive funneling through this nonprofit is what we're looking at. On page 2 of 4, the MOU outlines in detail what the Morro Bay Bike Park group will be providing. And that's A through D. And that's basically all the documents and plans and amendments to the master plan, any improvements, approvals and permits that the city would require. And it's hard to say amendment to a master plan. Basically, we're looking at the zoning of the lot, which is at Little Morro Creek Road. It's in between Little Morro Creek Road and Main Street. There are three areas in which we looked at to have a bike park. One was next to the Motel 6 on Tascadero Road, and that was between Tascadero Road and Lila Kaiser. And that was a privately owned parcel, and that owner was not amenable at this time to get into an agreement for a bike park. The other was the empty lot that's also privately owned, which is in front of the high school, just across from the teen center, and that owner was not amenable for the development of a bike park at this time as well. So the third option in which the bike park group has identified as city property is an empty lot that is on Main Street, and it fronts Main Street significant footage, and it also has a finger type of an easement, if you would, out the back of the lot that that fronts Little Morro Creek Road. So you'll see piles of dirt there occasionally as you go down Main Street. Kind of just going through, and mostly staff is identifying what needs to be accomplished, and we would have a timeline of 30 days to let the group know what is expected in the permitting process, and then expediting their paperwork as quick as we can, as well as providing no-fee permits on the city's behalf. Any third-party permits would, and any fees that are associated with those would be a requirement of the Morro Bay Bike Park organization. So I just have gone through this, and just one other special note would be there is a secondary MOU that we would be looking to get into when we get to that juncture in this project. As we go through this MOU and it goes to City Council and projecting that it does get approved and things go well, then we'll be looking to get into a second MOU, which is the construction and maintenance of the bike park. So this is specifically and exclusively for design and permitting. And I would be happy to answer any questions at this time. No, you were fine earlier, Commissioner Coxwell. And like I said earlier, Ms. Johnson is in the audience. If you have some questions specifically for her, though it's not a public hearing, it may be in our best interest to get those questions or concerns resolved as well.
Anybody any comments? It looks like it's pretty thoroughly thought out, and the MOU looks like it's in order. So I don't see any reason.
If I could, pardon my interruption, Chair Sedaris, staff did provide through Ms. Johnson some pictures of some bike parks. Some are pictures. These are pictures that are designed and have been designed by the individuals coming to design our park. And okay. So these are real designs that we could to use in our public workshops to say this is the kind of park that we want at this location. These all are feasible at the lot that we have, are pretty close to it, I believe. And you can get the idea of what a bike park really looks like. They call it a pump track. Can we call it a pump track or just bike park? So basically, you have a lot of hills and whoop-de-woos and turns that a person could get some speed and go through the track and either pedal or not pedal. And there are different sections that we could be developed for beginner riders and more advanced riders. And there could be portions of the track that they can get easily on and off of. So the design is very exciting to know that it looks like this on a module you see in the overhead. But then you have some real-life pictures of these parks.
Okay, they're on the screen now.
So I just wanted to make sure that you knew that we had some pictures for you, and if you had any questions on those, we'd be happy to answer those as well.
Will this also be used for competition or just strictly training?
I would imagine that it is a recreational track, and it's going to be open up for recreational use, and we'll have hours posted and those kind of things we get worked through on the permitting side of this. But I would hope that we would have some competitions locally. I don't necessarily know they would be nationally attended competitions, but I think that like our Monster Skate competition, that we have Monster Skate tournaments or contests, if you will, at the Teen Center, we would have something similar at the bike park that would bring in folks from throughout the county and maybe even a little bit beyond as our hope. If we could get something that would be larger to attract people from outside of our county and still have a very safe venue and something that was workable to reach that kind of capacity, I think that would be something we would love and strive for to bring in tourists from out of town to have multiple night stays in our beautiful town of Morro Bay. Pat, hope that answers your question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is very exciting. And it looks like there's a lot of different ways you could go as far as having a beginner track, an intermediate track. Who approves the final design?
Yeah, it would go to the Planning Commission for their review and approval of the permit. So basically, it would go through some public workshop to get to a final. But there's only so much we're going to be able to do on that lot. And when you have so many things we could do, it's probably going to be scaled to the point where this is the most use of the space that we have. We do have some concern about parking and some other site amenities that we're hoping to discuss. And this get forwarded to City Council as written or with changes. Or it doesn't sound like we're going the opposite way, so it looks like we're in support. So some kind of a motion to formalize this commission's intent with this MOU and their recommendation to City Council.
I move that we positively forward this to the City Council.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? None? Thank you. Okay.
So we would be looking to do a couple of things on your agenda. Your last item is a parks tour, and we would want to adjourn the meeting at the conclusion of our parks tour.
Okay.
As well as make motion, please, Chair, that we'll be looking for a special meeting for the Recreation and Parks Commission to meet jointly with the Public Works Advisory Board. And I believe that was tentatively scheduled for August the 30th, August the 29th. Was it on here? Thank you very much.
Can we give you that motion?
So
what's the purpose of that meeting? Why is it joint?
Yeah. The purpose of our special joint meeting is the direction from City Council to have their two commissions meet to discuss two items, one being the funicular, which would be the pedestrian mover at Centennial Parkway, and that is being opened up for discussion and your input. As well as the second item of wayfinding signs, and I think we've got banners, wayfinding signs, and other signage throughout town. I think they're looking to do something with the types of signs that we have. We have quite a mix of signs, and when that was presented to City Council, they looked at it and said, well, maybe we can get some direction from our advisory boards, get you involved, get your input, and then come back. And it seemed logical to tie the two together, PWAB and RPC, to get a collaborative effort in these two items. Because there are two rather large items that individually kind of small, but when they're collectively put together, it's like how we present ourselves as a city. As tourists come in, what kind of signs do they see? What are they going to be looking at as far as this funicular and this pedestrian travel from the Embarcadero up to the boulevard? So a couple big key pieces as we move forward in the city here and as we actually approach our 50th anniversary as well. So we're looking to do a parks tour, and then we have that special meeting tentatively scheduled on the 29th. So I think we'll be looking to adjourn tonight's meeting to our parks tour, D2.
Okay. So we're going to adjourn this meeting and take our annual parks tour and look at the parks. So
that concludes it. We don't need a motion.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks for all the public comment. See you on the bus tour.